Bob McCann is with the Michigan Senate Democrats, and he's on the other end of our line. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. All right, we've got the budget done and balanced early, 2 years in a row. Why is it the worst two-year budget cycle in recent history?
Well, getting the budget done, quote-unquote early, is a good thing, and we wouldn't argue with that. But the real important part of any budget is, you know, what are the details of it? And that's where the serious problems start to be easily visible when you look at the budgets that these Republicans are passing. They're taking billions of dollars out of money that's intended to go to K-12 schools and using it to plug holes in the budget that they've created from, you know, just handing out money to large corporations. And these aren't policies that are going to get our state back on track. These are simply the same kind of experiments that have gotten us into these problems in the first place.
All right. What we hear from the Senate Republicans is they're not plugging any holes. They've made a lot of cuts because of the economic challenges in the state. And while they do realize that the education budget was cut severely last year, they say that they have gotten more money for education and in the future look to get even more. How would you respond to that?
Well, to say they aren't plugging holes is simply not true. What we saw last year was them taking a $1.8 billion slice of our budget and just handing it out to businesses in the form of a tax handout. And as a result, they had to take a number of what I would call pretty drastic measures to fill in those gaps that they created from doing that. And the bulk of that has been taking nearly $2 billion out of the state school aid fund. That is money that's intended and was intended by the voters to only be used to pay for K-12 schools, but they've instead diverted that money into the general fund to plug in that, like I said, that gap they created with the $1.8 billion tax handout. So they absolutely are plugging holes with school money, and to say they aren't is not accurate.
Bob, is this just sour grapes from the Senate Democrats as well as the Senate or the House Democrats because they are in the minority?
Well, anytime you're in the minority, obviously you're at a disadvantage as far as getting your policies and your beliefs actually enacted into law. But what we've been fighting for really over the last 18 months is simply to give the people of Michigan an actual voice at the table. I mean, what we've seen from this Republican legislature is policies enacted specifically to benefit corporations. We've seen corporate taxes slashed over the last 18 months, while taxes on middle-class families, on seniors, have gone up substantially. And so we're simply saying, let's take a step back here. Let's make sure the people of Michigan have a voice at the table and that we're enacting, the kind of, quote, shared sacrifice that, frankly, Governor Snyder promised us but hasn't delivered.
All right, the budget is balanced and unemployment is down and the economy in the state looks better. Who should get the credit for that?
Well, thankfully, the economy is getting better and unemployment is down largely in part of the policies put in place by President Obama, specifically in saving the auto industry. Any economist that you talk to about our employment numbers will tell you the single biggest factor, in their, potential success that we're seeing is the strength of the auto industry and the resurgence of our auto industry. So without those policies in place, our numbers right now would, to put it simply, look frightening. And so for, the governor and for Republicans to say that their policies that frankly haven't even gone into effect yet are to be credited for that, is simply misguided.
So does Governor Snyder or the Republicans here in the state get any credit for that?
I think, we listen to economists and we listen to what they tell us, and they tell us that, the employment success we're seeing and any success that the economy is growing here in the state is by and large due to the auto industry and to the federal government, not to policies that have been enacted here in Michigan.
All right. We've got a Democratic president who you say is doing good things for Michigan's economy. We've got two Democratic United States senators. Why can't the Democrats get more of a hold in the House and the Senate here in the state?
Well, I think, you know, obviously Michigan is not a red or a blue state. We, you know, we're a state that believes in doing, you know, what we think is best for the people of Michigan. So it's natural for our state to go back and forth in terms of who's in control of our governor's office, who's in control of our legislature, et cetera. And obviously in 2010, it swung to the Republican side, but we're, you know, very optimistic that, you know, not only with the strength of President Obama at the top of the ticket, but, you know, really throughout our ticket, that, you know, people are going to see that these policies enacted by the governor and the Republican legislature in the past 2 years are not in the best interest of Michigan's workers. And so we're going to see the pendulum swing back the other way. And I think, you know, the voters are going to reject kind of what's been happening in Lansing over the past 18 months.
Thanks so much, Bob. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Tony. Always happy to be on.